and leave your feelings all behind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. You can't walk away from true love and leave your feelings all behind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The search for any accomplices continues in New Orleans after Wednesday morning's Bourbon Street truck attack that left 15 people dead, sent dozens to the hospital before the suspect was shot dead by police. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest from New Orleans.
Throughout the night, investigators studied the wrecked-out pickup truck that Shamsuddin Jabbar drove through a crowd of New Year's celebrants here on Bourbon Street. Now the truck and the construction lift it slammed into have been towed away. The street remains littered with debris, yellow police tape, and medical gloves worn by the paramedics who tried to save the lives of Jabbar and his victims.
Jabbar was a U.S. citizen from Texas and an Army veteran. Families are now in mourning. Sherelle Jackson's cousin was killed in the attack. She faults the city's security measures.
It's kind of like they dropped the ball. Like, something should have been there where he could not have, he could have tried to drive the truck through, but something should have been there to stop him.
This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Tuesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. February down 32 to 2035, March down 28 to 2003, April down 30 to 1953, May down 18 at 1918. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 1 3/4 to 182.5. 40-pound blocks steady at 191. Two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 255. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137.5. 7 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 75, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. That was lower due to some lower box beef prices. Feeder cattle, though, also mostly higher, moving through resistance levels and expectations of packer demand late in the week. Hog markets mostly lower after moving down through support levels that extended the sell-off in the hog pit. December live cattle down 22 cents to 193.85. January feeder cattle up $1.40 to 263.02. February hogs down 32 cents to 81.30. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on Tuesday. Corn markets higher, no news to really move the markets lower. A lot of end-of-year positioning in the corn market. Soybeans mostly higher on that end-of-year positioning. Strength in soybean products and also concerns of dry and hot weather in Argentina in January. Wheat markets mostly higher as well. No big news coming out of the Black Sea region. Matif wheat prices moved to fresh highs, and that supported U.S. markets. March corn up 6 1/4 to 458 1/2. New crop up 4 3/4 to 443 3/4. January beans up 16 1/4 to 998 1/4. New crop up 17 to 1025 1/4. Chicago wheat March up 3 1/4 to 551 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 405, new crop 384, cash beans 926, February 926, March 931, new crop 935. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 418 3/4, January 420 3/4, February 420 3/4, and March 420 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 418, new crop 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 403, and new crop at 393. Cash beans 920, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 408, new crop 394. Cash beans 925, new crop at 935. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 458 1/2, April 465 3/4, May 465 3/4, new crop 443 3/4. March beans 998 1/4, April 1022 1/4, May 1022 1/4, new crop 1025 1/4. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 408, February 412, new crop 385, cash beans 937, February 937, new crop 952. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 180 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 178, market cows 82 to 120, bulls 125 to 147, calves 290 to 960, beef steers 152 to 390, Holstein steers 107 to 315. Sheep markets: market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 187 to 196, finished beef heifers 187 to 197.50, finished dairy steers 170 to 177, market cows 95 to 121, market bulls 137 to 154.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid-20s today. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. Tomorrow, sunshine and even colder with a high in the mid to upper teens. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you got to have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? I'll at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I was raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights.
got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know. Says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all day long. I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me. Nothing at all.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Keith Whitley and When You Say Nothing at All here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens. The cold weather is going to stick around through the weekend. Now it does, and really even into next week, it does look like we could see some snow, but the main part of this big storm is going to be well to our south. We're just going to get the cold weather. That's about it. But we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, sticking with the weather as well in our newsmaker segment, Rod Bain in with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talking a little bit about the weather of 2024. So we'll have that coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The lowest per production in four decades. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
2024 was a rough year for Northwest U.S. pear growers who are seeing their lowest production in nearly 40 years. But a little more than 5 months into her new job as Pear Bureau Northwest's president and CEO, Carrie Ann Arias says she's still happy to be here.
It's been great. I'm very fortunate. I have an awesome team that I inherited, so that's been fantastic. And having a lot of board support, because I've had to make a lot of changes along the way, and learning about not only the industry, but how the organization has worked over these past years. A lot of assessment and time to kind of sift through everything, but it's been good. I'm having a great time.
The challenges became apparent before she even took charge.
So it's been interesting. When I started, actually before I even started, I sat in on a meeting to hear like the ultimate doom and gloom. 8 million boxes. It was like the worst crop in since, what, 1985. Thankfully, it has not been as bad as what was originally anticipated.
Eris says 10.6 million boxes is still 31% below the five-year average.
We certainly have seen tough yield in some locations and better than average yields in others. Mother Nature, she's doing whatever she wants.
As for the upcoming season, Arias says things look good so far.
Again, I think it depends on where you grow. Certainly I've heard very good things about what we're seeing on the trees right now for next crop. So that I think if you're a farmer, you have to live in a world of optimism, regardless of whatever Mother Nature throws at you. So I feel like that is certainly a piece of it.
Despite the smaller crop, Arias says pears are still expected to be a great eating experience for consumers. Pacific Northwest pear growers produce over 80% of the nation's pears. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid-20s today. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. Tomorrow, sunshine and even colder with a high in the mid to upper teens. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you gotta have Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up. A white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth-talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. When a prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough,
and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Sarah Evans and Suds in the Bucket here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. As we have temperatures in the teens, well, back to work, everybody. Simple as that with the New Year's Day holiday. We'll have mail today. We'll have the banks open today. The markets are open for normal today as well. And really the next quote-unquote holiday would be actually January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's when the markets will be closed for that and no mail and all of that. So it's technically the next holiday. Of course, a reminder that markets will also be closing early 1 week from today on January 9th in honor of President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at the age of 100 over the weekend. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. When Congress passed the continuing resolution before Christmas to keep the government in operation until March, they also approved funding to permanently authorize the National Detector Dog Training Center, which trains the USDA Beagle Brigade. I'll have more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The Beagle Brigade is a group of specially trained detector dogs that have been protecting U.S. agriculture for more than 30 years. These dogs, primarily beagles, work at airports, seaports, and other points of entry, sniffing out prohibited plants, meat, and animal byproducts that could carry foreign pests and diseases. Their keen sense of smell makes them an invaluable asset in safeguarding the nation's food supply. And the Beagle Brigade just got a major boost, thanks to the passage of the Beagle Brigade Act in Congress. Following a unanimous Senate vote last month, the House overwhelmingly approved the bill 381-20. The legislation permanently authorizes the USDA's National Detector Dog Training Center in Noonan, Georgia. This is the facility that trains beagles and other detector dogs to sniff out food, plants, and animal products at ports of entry. The numbers tell the story. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports that on a typical day, these dogs help seize over 4,600 plants, meat, and animal byproducts that must be quarantined or destroyed. This work is vital, as foreign pests and diseases cost the U.S. economy an estimated $138 billion each year in losses. For the pork industry in particular, the Beagle Brigade represents the first line of defense against devastating diseases like African swine fever, or ASF. The disease, which affects pigs but poses no risk to humans, was detected as close as Hispaniola in 2021, just 750 miles from the United States. Lori Stevermer, president of the National Pork Producers Council, emphasized the importance of the Beagle Brigade, saying, quote, "American agriculture relies on these dogs to prevent the introduction of diseases that could cripple our food supply." The new law also mandates that USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service deliver a report to Congress within a year that outlines current and emerging threats to agriculture, improvements needed in federal programs to combat those threats, and recommendations for strengthening the training center's capabilities. I'll have more when we come back.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yes, the USDA's Beagle Brigade isn't only about protecting agriculture. The whole program is about safeguarding the nation's food supply and the livelihoods of producers across the country. While the threat of foreign animal and plant diseases continues to grow, this program is more critical than ever. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand. Couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. Got some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I want trouble's getting ready to start. Well, I've heard you say how much you love him, and you think someday you'll be his bride. Baby, you just can't trust him, 'cause I've known the boy all of my life. So you better think twice,
better think twice,
before you roll the dice,
before you roll the dice.
Yeah, you better think twice before you give your heart away. You really must think I'm something, talking trash. Cause you're way too good for him, and I know that you don't believe me, but I've been with him when he's running around. He don't mean to hurt nobody, he ain't never gonna settle down.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Remember when I was young, so are you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I, who made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when? Vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died and new were born, and life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when?
never when. The sound of little feet was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. It's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin all milk price for November was $22.90 a hundredweight. That according to the latest USDA National Ag Statistics Service Agriculture Prices Report. This was $2.50 below last month's price, but $2.70 above last November's price. The U.S. all milk price for November was $24.20 a hundredweight. That was $1.30 higher than Wisconsin's price, but a dollar lower than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in November in Wisconsin was $3.90 a bushel, according to USDA. That was 2 cents above the October price, but 50 cents below November of 2023. The November 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans, $9.73 a bushel, was 17 cents below the October price and $3.07 below the November 2023 price. The November average oat price per bushel was at $4.12. That was 41 cents above October and 74 cents above November of 2023. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $146 a ton in November. That was $9 above the October price and $6 above the November 2023 price. The November 2024 alfalfa hay price at $157 was $10 above the previous month, but $39 below November of 2023. The prospect of new tariffs disputes when Donald Trump returns to the White House has the global economy in an uncertain position early in 2025. Foreign Policy News says ongoing geopolitical tensions and continuing climate challenges will significantly impact agriculture trade and producer profitability over the next year. The global economic landscape in 2024 was shaped by falling inflation and moderate expansion. However, a Rabobank market researcher says the implementation of U.S. tariffs would run the risk of fragmenting global trade and financial flows that could partially hit developing nations with high dollar debt exposure hard. Meanwhile, the outlook for the U.S. rural economy is also uncertain. The outcome of the 2024 election cycle promises to bring a significant change to the federal government's approach to everything, including international trade, immigration, energy exploration, and rural economic development. The high level of policy uncertainty is adding to the headwinds that rural America is already facing. The majority of agricultural economists in the latest monthly monitor say U.S. agriculture ended 2024 in a recession. Farm Journal's AgWeb.com says 56% of ag economists responded yes to the questions of a recession. The newest monthly monitor asked economists what they'll be watching for in the new year. One of the biggest is the potential of that tariff war, which they said is being downplayed despite published research measuring expected damage. They're also looking at farmer attitudes toward non-traditional land uses, including CRP, solar, and other forms that help boost their incomes. There's also worry about the Brazilian real, which is depreciating and could lead to more U.S. competition. Also in 2025, there's a chance that cash rent prices may stay consistent despite a downturn in crop prices. Farm incomes vary greatly by region, and economists say southern farmers are already struggling. An early Arctic air mass is a strengthening storm is expected to bring snow, ice, and possibly severe thunderstorms to parts of the central and eastern U.S. as it slides across the country this weekend into early next week. AccuWeather expert forecasters say several Arctic blasts will bring waves of bitterly cold air to much of the eastern half of the nation starting this weekend. The system could bring some of the lowest January temperatures in over 10 years to some places. We're going to be dealing with the coldest air of the season and multiple days of sub-zero temperatures from the northern plains and upper Midwest into the Tennessee Valley, said meteorologist Bernie Reno. Lake effect snow is forecast to increase as progressively colder air moves across the Great Lakes, and ice cover on the Great Lakes is well below historical averages. That's allowing the cold air blowing across the relatively warm waters to create lake effect snow. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid 20s today. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. Tomorrow, sunshine and even colder with a high in the mid to upper teens. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you gotta have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade, we got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. World that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980 something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. Brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Tommy slips something over him. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till half. 12, when they come sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago, you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
What is the world coming to when lovers can't believe? They got love coming true, and then they up.
don't